So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Hatoida hisaba chamish thon Yerushalmius shein sheish midbarius shtei eifis. The 40 lach mitoida were made from 5 saw Yerushalmius of flour, which is equivalent to 6 saw midbarius of flour, which is 2 eifis, because her eifah shalish thon eifah is 3 saw midbarius. The Mishnah first discusses the breakdown of the chalas according to the midah midbarius. Esrim isarin, asar lachametz v'asar lamatzah. The 2 eifas were divided into tenths, and in all there were 20 esrentim. 10 esrentim for chametz, and the other 10 esrentim for matzah. Asar lachametz, isarin lachala. From the 10 esrentim they made 10 loaves of chametz, each loaf was 1 isarin. V'asar lamatzah, uv'matzah sholish minin, chalas, rikikin, urevucha. Nimtzu shleish esrentim v'shlish lachal minu min. V'sholish chalas li'isarin. From the other 10 Esrayim, they made 30 loaves of matzah because there were 3 types of matzah, chalas, rikikin, and revucha, and each type was 10 loaves. Therefore, for each type of matzah, they used 3 and a third Esrayim, and 3 loaves were made of 1 Esrayim, or in other words, each loaf was made of a third of an Esrayim. The Mishnah now discusses the breakdown of the chalas according to the Midi Yerushalmis. Ha'yushloshim kav, chamisha asa lochametz, v'chamisha asa lematzah. The 5 saw Yerushalmis were equivalent to 30 kav because 1 saw equals 6 kav and 15 kav were for chametz while the other 15 kav were for matzah. Chamesha asr l'chametz, kav amechtz l'chala. From 15 kav they made 10 loaves of chametz and so each loaf was made of 1.5 kav. Chamesha asr l'matzah, ubematzah sholish minin chalas rikikin urevucha, nimtzu chamesha kav l'chol minu min, v'shtei chalas l'kav. From the other 15 kav, they made 30 loaves of matzah because there were 3 types of matzah, chalas, rikikin, and revucha. And each type was 10 loaves. Therefore, for each type of matzah, they used 5 kav, and 2 loaves were made of 1 kav, or in other words, each loaf was made of a half of a kav. The Gemara first discusses the source for eifa shalish soin. 1 eifa is equivalent to 3 saw, because the pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel states, ho eifa v'habas toichen echad, 1 eifa is equivalent to 1 bas. And a later pasuk states, "V'chak Hashemin habas Hashemin u'maiser habas minakur aseres habatim chaymer ki aseres habatim chaymer." A bas is 1/10 of a kur, which is 30 saw, and accordingly, a bas and an eifah are each 3 saw. The Gemara proceeds with the Mishnah's halacha of chamish saron Yerushalmius shehein sheish midbarius. 5 Yerushalmius saw are equivalent to 6 saw midbarius because the Shmuel taught, "Ein mesifin alamidus yes mishtus." A city may not add more than 1/6 to an existing measurement, and therefore in Yerushalayim, they added 1/6 to the saw midbari, and 6 saw midbari became 5 saw Yerushalmis. V'lo yal medbeya yesemishtos, and they may not add more than 1/6 to an existing coin. V'hamistako leistako yesemishtos, a retailer may not earn more than a 1/6 profit on the sale of items that he bought from a wholesaler. And the Gemara concludes that the distinction between Yis Mishtus, which is forbidden, and the Shtus or less, which is permitted, is in the following pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel. Vashekel Estrim Gera. 1 shekel is equivalent to 20 Gera, which is 4 dinar. Estrim Shkolim, Chamesha v'Estrim Shkolim, Asara v'Chamesha Shekel, Hamon Yilacham. The month of Hektish is equivalent to 20 plus 25 plus 15 shekel, a total of 60 shekel, which comes out to be 240 dinar. The Gemara asks, if a standard month is only 25 shekel or 100 dinar, why is the month of Hektish 60 shekel or 240 dinar? The Gemara answers, Shmamino Klas. This teaches us 3 things. Shmamino Mona Shekoidish Kafal Haya. The month of Hektish was double, 50 shekel or 200 dinar of a standard mana, which was only 25 shekel or 100 dinar. The Shmamino Misifin Alamidis, the Misifin Yes Mishtos. The Chacham added 1/6 to the mana, and the mana of Hektish became 60 shekel, or 240 dinar, while the standard mana became 30 shekel, or 120 dinar. And this is the proof that one may add to an existing coin or weight up to shtus 1/6, but not yesim shtus more than 1/6. B'shmamin are shtusim alabar. The additional shtus is figured from outside the principle in that they divided the principle of 50 shekel by 5 and added on a 6th portion of 10 shekel for a total of 60 shekel, an additional 20%, which is 1/6 of the new total. 1/6 is 10 out of 60. Zok the Mishnah. Mikulam hayinoitel echad ma'asara truma. From each of the 4 types of lach mitoy, the 1 loaf was separated as truma and given to the kana because the pasuk states, v'hikrav mimenu echad mikol karban truma lashem. The word mimenu teaches, mina mechuber, sheyikulon mikli echad kishayitel truma. All 40 loaves must be in one kli during the truma. And the word echad teaches, shleitel paris. The truma loaf must be whole and not broken. And the words mikol carbon teach sheyu kol karbon shavus shleitel mekarbon al chaver. The number of loaves in each one of the four types of bread must be equal, and one loaf of truma must be separated from each type, and one cannot separate four loaves from one type for the other types. And the pasuk concludes la koin hazerik es dam hashlam lo yeh. The four truma loaves are given to the koin, and vashar nechal abalam. The remaining 36 loaves are eaten by the owner. The gemara proceeds with the sources for truma echad me'asara. The shared truma is one of 10 loaves of each type, because there's a gzer shav of the word truma. The pasuk of trumas lach me toida states v'hikrav mimena echad mekol karbon truma l'Hashem. And the pasuk of trumas ma'isa states v'hiramta mimena trumas Hashem. Ma'ala halan echad me'asara afkan echad me'asara. And the sources for the size of the chalas, asar lo chametz, 10 isarin were used for the 10 chalas of chametz, one isarin for each chala, because the pasuk of the shtei alechem states, mimushvesechem teviu lechem tenuk v'shtayim shnei isarin mselis tiyenu chametz tiyefenu. The shtei alechem were two loaves of chametz that were made from a total of two isarin. The inclusive word teviu teaches shekol ma'ashat mevi mimokam acha harei kazeh. The lach meitayde that also require loaves of chametz should be the same size of the loaves of the shtei alechem. Therefore, ma'alahal nisar lechala afkan nisar lechala. And although in the shtei alechem all the loaves total only two esrainim, but in the chametz of lach meitayde all the loaves must total 10 esrainim, that is so because in the word tiyena the letter yud is superfluous and teaches that in lach meitayde 10 esrainim are required. Asar lematzah. 10 isarin were used for the 30 chalas of matzah, one isarin for 3 chalas, because the pasuk of Lach Meitayde states, Al chalas lechem chametz yakov karbanei. Neged chametz have matzah. The total of the matzah loaves should be the same as the chametz loaves, 10 isarin of flour. And therefore, nimtzu esrim isarinim Lach Meitayde, asar lechametz v'asar lematzah. The source for b'matzah shalish minin, chalas, rikikin, revucha, the matzah consists of 3 types of bread because the pasuk states, im al toidi yakarvenu behikrav al zevach ha toida, chalois matzis balulis b'shemen, v'rikikim matzis meshuch b'shemen, selis murbechas v'goymer. And accordingly, nimtzu shleisha esrainim v'shlish l'chol min u'min, v'sholish chalas li'saren. And v'nimtzu lach mitoida arbom, noitl mehen arba v'noisn l'koin, v'ashar ne'cholam l'balam. In all, there were 40 loaves, 4 loaves are given to the kain, and the remaining 36 loaves are eaten by the owner. The Gemara inquires, Bai Rava, Trumas Lach Meitayda, Chayav Nalein Misa V'Chaymish, or In Chayav Nalein Misa V'Chaymish? Does Trumas Lach Meitayda have the same halacha as regular Truma, and that if a non-kain eats from the Truma of Lach Meitayda, if it was b'meizid intentionally, he's liable to Misa B'dei Shemayim, and if it was b'shogig unintentionally, he must pay the kain the principal plus a chaymish as in regular Truma? Perhaps chayav nalein misa v'chaymish because the iskish l'trumas ma'isa could trumas ma'isa dami. The trumas lach meitayde is compared to trumas ma'isa for which all these halachas do apply. Or perhaps in chayav nalein misa v'chaymish because in the psukim of truma, the words umesu bay and v'chamishi say teach that only regular truma has this halacha and it excludes lach meitayde from misa and chaymish. The Gemara inquires further, midamas or ina midamas? If the loaves of trumas lach meitayde were mixed with other loaves, are they considered like truma, in which the sheer bittel is echad umeya, a ratio of 100 to 1 is required to nullify the truma, as Rashi explains, dekabi dimua lo yashkechan miyut bikra. There are no exclusions for dimua. Take with these questions remain unresolved.